Hello, beautiful people. This is Bonnie Gillespie with your SMFA Essentials MP3 on I'm a Hyphenate. How do I market myself? Awesome. This is a topic that is very, very near and dear to my heart because I am a hyphenate, and it is something that I have really enjoyed watching the evolution of in our industry over the past few years, because when I first started writing for Backstage in 1999, interviewing casting directors for my column, Casting Cues, I found that actors who did anything other than act were not taken very seriously. So it was expected back in the late 90s and, you know, into 2000, 2001, that if you did anything other than act, if you produced your own show, if you wrote your own material, if you directed yourself in a project, you were not taken seriously as an actor. Worse, you were looked at as someone who couldn't get work unless you hired yourself or created it for yourself. And it was really looked down upon. I have loved seeing the shift in our industry in the years since, and watching actor after actor after actor slowly reveal, oh, I do write, oh, I do produce, oh, hey, I just directed this show, you know, and bringing out those multiple talents in front of the buyers and having the buyers shift into a place of acceptance, and not just acceptance, but full-on celebration for the hyphenate. And so it's been a really beautiful evolution to witness. And today, if all you are, air quotes here, if all you are is an actor, there's sort of this, really, that's all you got? Kind of attitude on the part of the buyers, because everybody who is on a creative pursuit tends to have lots of different things that they want to create and different ways to create them, you know. So being a singer, songwriter, producing your own album, you know, all of these things are becoming more and more acceptable and celebrated, and it's a beautiful time to be a hyphenate, so hooray. Now, there's something that I call the brand umbrella. You've heard me use this term before. You'll hear me use it a lot during this module. The brand umbrella is that overarching thing that guides all the other stuff that lives underneath it. So I'll use myself as an example. I have this brand umbrella of being folksy and approachable and accessible and, you know, no bullshit. That's all a part of my brand. And it doesn't matter if you are coming to me for coaching, or if you are reading my book, or if you have hired me to cast your film, or if I am producing a project, there's not a single strain of the work that I do, no matter which category it's in, that will be outside that brand umbrella. It's not as if, oh, if you look at my writing, it's very straightforward, no bullshit, but if you hire me as a casting director, I'm suddenly very formal and a little secretive. That's never going to happen. I will not change what is true for my brand umbrella, no matter which of the little things I'm working on. And by little things, I'm going to give you a better word for that now. I like to use the term silos. We have these silos that are all the different things that we do. Now, as long as they are connected by the brand umbrella, you can get away with a lot. Where people fall into traps is they create these silos that don't connect with one another. There is no overarching theme that allows people to understand, oh, I see what the big picture of brand Bonnie Gillespie is, for example. So one of the things I'd like for you to do, and we'll get more deeply into this into the PDF this month, is I want you to take a look at all of your multi-passions, all of your hyphens. I want you to go through and take a look at each thing you do. If you're an actor, comedian, separate those out. Actor, comedian, writer, director. If you're getting into casting, if you are producing table reads, you know, any of those silos, I want you to label them. I want you to start to really identify those different areas in your creative life specifically because we're going to go through in the PDF and come up with where are they connected? What is the through line for all of those silos? Because in identifying the through line, we identify the brand umbrella, and that is what leads us to the best possible marketing materials because we're able to put everything together in a way that never confuses the buyers, regardless of why they've come to us, if they are valuing us for one silo or another. So I'm going to ask for anybody who's having trouble with what do you focus on in any given moment as a hyphenate. I really want you to ask yourself the question, what is my oxygen? The example that I use on myself is I met with a fellow casting director a few years back who said, you know, I think you'd be taken much more seriously as a casting director if you stopped all this teaching and writing and touring around working with actors. And I felt like she had taken away my oxygen. And then I thought about it and said, oh, if somebody were to tell me I had to give up casting and then I would have a better career as a writer, a speaker, and a teacher, I would give it up in a minute. Now, don't get me wrong. That does not mean that I don't love casting. I do, but it's not my oxygen. My oxygen comes from getting to work with actors, getting to have those aha moments, seeing the light bulbs go off when we're in a private session or a group class where suddenly there is clarity where before there was confusion. That is what turns me on. That is my oxygen. So I want you to ask yourself, what is my oxygen? Is it acting or is it writing? Is it stand-up? Is it a specific kind of acting? Is it the drama or is it the comedy that drives me? Is it the commercial and the more product-based type of acting, or is it really gritty indie stuff? And is it only stuff that I can also be involved with as a producer or a part of the production team? I want you to get really specific about what, if it were taken away, would make you feel that you had been depleted of oxygen. Because answering that question is going to really help you manage your time when we go through how to market yourself as the hyphenate you are. So you'll know where to put your priorities. I'm going to share an exercise with you in the PDF that actually comes from a brilliant woman named Marie Forleo. She has a wonderful series with new videos every Tuesday and a huge archive of years of episodes that you should watch. They're specifically geared toward female entrepreneurs. However, I think creatives, everybody who's chosen a creative career is considered an entrepreneur, and you do have to run your small business. And I think going in and watching some of her videos at Marie TV would be really helpful for lots of reasons. But there's one exercise in particular that she has people do called profit clarity. And this is another way to get very clear on where you want to focus your attention and your energy. When I did the profit clarity exercise for the first time in 2013, I analyzed 14 months of my previous, the previous year and 2 months, because I did it in March of 2013. So I did 14 months of income. And when I analyzed it, I had 18 different revenue streams. And I thought, oh dear God, no wonder I'm so exhausted. And so I cut it down to 10 revenue streams and now down to 4. And if you've noticed streamlining in my branding and in my marketing, there's been a very good reason for that, because I'm focusing my attention on things that are better to help me grow my business rather than being scattered all over the place, because that scattered energy is what people pick up on. And it may look like, oh, wow, that's all really successful stuff. But it's like when you come down to the price on your energy to spend on some things like postcarding certain casting offices where you never get a result, you start to cut those things off and say, so I'm not going to postcard. My show Bible tells me that this office doesn't respond to postcards, so I'm not going to bother. And just releasing that from your to-dos can make managing a hyphenate lifestyle amazingly easier. So we'll get into that exercise in the PDF. Finally, I'm going to remind you of something that is Stephen Pressfield, The War of Art. This one is a biggie for me because as hyphenates, we find ourselves having to put out a lot of fires, having to spin a lot of plates, and I'll share more in the PDF about how I don't think we're actually plate spinners. I think we're master chefs. I think we are cooking a beautiful meal, and it just requires some management of different dishes simultaneously And you have to be able to hear something sizzling and know that means, oh, okay, now those onions have caramelized. And you have to be tuned in to what's going on in different areas of your career so that you can manage everything at once. You don't have a bunch of balls in the air. You're not spinning a bunch of plates. We are all just master chefs. And that makes it a little more like conducting a symphony, which is a little more creative. And hooray, that is what we are, creatives. One of the things that Pressfield taught me in his wonderful book, The War of Art, which if you've not read it, stop, hit pause on this, right? Well, you can finish listening to this. I'm almost done. But seriously, go get you some Pressfield. The War of Art is a game changer. When I read this book in 2011, it just completely changed my life. There is a section in it where he talks about how he spends his day as a writer. And he goes through and says, you know, I check my email and then I've had my coffee or whatever. And I start this, I look at my list, I go check my email. Then I take a look at the things that are in my inbox and in my to-do list. And I separate them into two categories, what's urgent and what's important. And then I immediately get to work on what's important. And as I read that, my brain said, no, he got that wrong. You immediately get to work on what's urgent, because the stuff that's urgent is barking, it's screaming, it's on fire, it has to be dealt with immediately. And it's usually driven by somebody else's urgency. And I realized that was exactly his point. If you are running your life with other people's urgency as the determining factor in what gets done on your to-do list every day, you'll find you never focus on what's important. And babe, what's important is you and your career and your connection to your craft and your ability to be a brilliant storyteller. So we always have to start our day focused on what is important. And that right there will change everything. Because then what's urgent sort of starts taking care of itself, because you are not going to let it distract you. You will be able to market toward your entire hyphenate existence by looking at what's important overall. This sort of has you coming out and doing a 10,000 foot view of your career and your goals and really thinking long haul. And there's something really beautiful about coming out to a higher perspective to look at all your tools. Because I know with Self-Management for Actors, we spend a lot of time really digging into the itty bitty nitty gritty, let's get in there details. But then we do those so we can pull away and take the larger view of our career as a whole. And all those things are already lined up and taken care of. And then they just start humming in the background. And we are able to guide the ship in a way that is far more valuable and beneficial long term. All right, guys, I'm super excited to be in this module with you. I'm such a passionate hyphenate. I want to say multi-hyphenate, but really once you say hyphenate, that covers as many hyphens as you want. So you never have to call yourself a multi-hyphenate. But I believe we have so much ahead of us as hyphenates on this journey, because people are only more and more accepting and celebratory of all the different things that we can bring to our fans and to our buyers. And remember, the buyers are our fans. They may just not know it yet. So we got to work that out. All right, beautiful ones. I will be back in your inbox with the PDF next. And of course, if you've got questions for this module, hit them off to us immediately, because the sooner you get them in, the sooner we can be sure we cover them in the Q&A MP3 for the subscription module of I'm a Hyphenate. How do I market myself? Here at SMFA Essentials. As always, it's been a delight to spend time with you. I'm Bonnie Gillespie. Till next time, stay ninja. Bye.